value. Welcome to Simply 15. Today we got a special little topic we're going to talk about. Since we're coming up on 100 episodes of the Simplistic Reviews movie commentary, we decided to talk each about our least favorite movie that we've watched. Boring, terrible, all the above. But we're going to set up a rule. We can't talk about Justice League because we all know that sucked.
It's horrible.
We can't talk about Suicide Squad because that fucking sucked. Did I say it correctly, Matt?
Suicide Squad. You're right.
With that movie, you're 1,000% correct.
Terrible fucking movie.
I finally get the joke.
Ah, you got the joke. So we're going to start off by each talking about, well, we each say our movie title, and then we'll discuss it. Maybe it's a movie we've all seen, because some movies we haven't seen together.
Yeah, we haven't watched oldies together, but we've watched most of them.
And anyone want to go first? Anyone care to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
You go first? Okay.
When I was coming up with this, you brought this up, and I was like, We've watched a lot of bad movies.
Almost 100 movies.
Almost 100.
Some of them are like bad going in, and some of them are bad going in that we like want them to be bad, so they're entertaining.
Sorry, let me interrupt. Let me preface this. The list that I provided all three of us, I also don't think I included the our 12-hour specials in here.
Well, that's fine.
No.
We've done our 12-hour terror too.
But mostly our goal is to pick a movie that is, if it's bad, it's fun. And I picked my number one based on something that I thought was going to be amazingly bad.
Yeah.
Because I had seen clips of it.
And it was worse.
Children at Play.
It's Beware Children at Play.
You guys were there for that.
Yeah,
I was not there for that one. That was an early one.
It was a bore fest
and a half.
It's built on the ending, and I only saw the ending.
Well, the funny thing is, we just got done watching a movie that's very similar to that in a weird way.
Yeah.
Where the ending, not to spoil anything, shit actually happens.
Yeah.
Same with that movie. Nothing happened that entire fucking movie.
It's just watching paint dry. And because again, I was tricked because I saw the ending and I'm like, well, if the ending is as bananas, the whole movie might be okay, right? It's like watching an episode of the Andy Griffith Show with horrible actors and people just walking and talking and walking and talking and walking and talking. And the last it's probably less than five minutes. Last 3 minutes is bananas. But to get to those bananas, you gotta walk through a really boring fucking jungle.
You gotta walk through a boring fucking jungle to get those bananas.
Beware of Children is my worst movie we've ever done. Ever.
Yeah, Beware of Children at Play was not good. That was definitely one of those movies where we're watching it and the entire time I'm like, come on.
Let's go.
Let's go somewhere.
Get to the murder.
I'm glad
Let's do this. Great title, great concept, great ending. Horrible movie. Horribly boring movie.
It was not good. And there's movies that we've watched that just really do kind of lag.
Yeah.
There's some pickup there. There's definitely some pickup.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but it's tough.
I'm going to go next real quick, just in case. Yeah. Just in case. I didn't see it on the list.
I might have forgotten it.
And I'm looking at it. It's okay too, because
I wonder if this is the same one for me.
Because it is a very forgettable film.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about doing this, it was the first thing that came to my mind because I still feel it.
So it's recent.
It's recent. I think we did it. Is it something
from 2022?
I'm trying to guess.
Rob Zombie's Monsters.
You know what's funny? I considered that movie.
And I forgot to put on the list. I was looking back through my
We can talk about it together. I'll just say real quick, the Monsters and the Addams Family are really part of my childhood. I love those monster like TV movies that they would make. Even though they were shitty as a kid, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put myself in that Justin at 10 again, like watching, and
Yeah.
that movie is so terrible in
It's so
so
bad.
many ways.
It's a masturbatory movie, I feel. It's like
For
Rob Zombie's
himself.
like, but yeah, it's for himself. So it's
Yeah.
probably it's and I normally I don't have a problem with Rob Zombie, but this movie's just there's nothing about the movie that makes me want to go like, wow, remember that scene in the Munsters? Like, what?
Yeah,
Well,
I was down on him since the Halloween movies he was doing. I didn't
sure.
like the second
Yeah.
one he did. It was horrible.
The
And
second
then
one
when I
wasn't revisionist history treats the first one a little bit better,
better
but
because the second one is way worse.
the
So but at
second one's
that
just that is, the second one again,
right.
masturbatory.
But
So
at the
yeah,
same
exactly.
time, like the trailer that came out for this movie, everyone just because it was it the trailer itself was done so piss poorly.
I thought it was a joke, like
It
it
was a
was a
yeah,
sketch or
it was a
something.
fan, it was a fan film. It was like, but it is
Like a
kind of a fan
child
film.
edited on an iPhone or something. He put it together and
He's not poor, Rob Zombie. He has
no, but this was
equipment to make it look
but
good.
there was a studio behind it, you know,
Yeah, I
at
think
the
it
end of
was,
the
I don't know
day.
if it was
And then
Lionsgate or
but
something like that, but it was
there was a
somebody.
lot of talk too that don't judge a book by its cover,
Yeah,
essentially.
people were
That
actually excited about this movie at
yeah.
one point. They were like, wow, the monsters. This is, whoa. And then, no,
And then
it
we
wasn't.
watched it, and I can't describe the pain, the agony I felt. Like
We
even
were all
within the
there
first
with
10
you
minutes,
during this, yes.
I mean, if you go back and listen to that or watch that podcast, like I think we're so fucking bored. We're
There wasn't enough,
talking.
yeah, there wasn't enough to talk about. There wasn't enough to
It's
make
another
fun
one
of.
that you
There wasn't
know.
enough
It's
to
another. It's another
enjoy.
movie that I goes to disappointing because you got Rob Zombie who's good at horror, right? And
He
I
knows how
go
to put a
well.
movie together, you know, it's the
All
whole
he has
thing.
to do, he could do,
He
he could have done
does.
two.
He
He could have done
has.
two
Yeah.
things with that movie.
And I don't
He could have.
understand.
He could have made it very gory because that's kind of his wheelhouse, or
But
use this
that
as.
would have pissed people off who liked it
Right.
and like, this isn't the monsters.
The other way you go is which he kind of tried to go is you make it like a funny movie. But I'm looking it up now who wrote that movie. There is not one funny joke in the movie. Rob, if you had hired a writer to write you some good jokes, get it, Mulaney. You have money. He's not a poor, he's
I think it
not
was. I think it
a
was funny to
scrapping
Rob. I
by.
think
He.
Rob thought it was funny.
Well,
Oh
I think he thought
man.
it was funny. Well, here's my point to this. As a kid, right? These TV movies, if you look them up, they go on these wacky adventures, right? Something happens, right? These are for kids, not necessary for adults. He makes this movie. Who
He
is this
wrote it.
movie
He
for?
wrote the movie, by the way.
Yeah,
That
he
I
did
did not know.
everything.
He
Yeah.
wrote the movie.
And it's a prequel movie, essentially how certain
Oh,
people
Lily and
met.
Herman.
It
Yeah,
pretty
he
much
could say it.
ends with them moving into the house, right? If I
Yeah.
could recall. What child, what kid would want to watch that?
Nobody.
Nobody. So
Even
I
an
guess
adult, I don't
an
want to
adult
watch
would want to
it.
watch that. I don't think an
He
adult wants to
had a
sit down
booth.
and watch him fall in love. Like you just want the characters together because the characters work together as a
Yeah.
unit. And they go about their ways and shit happens and you got the outside world going, what the fuck? You know, and that's the funny, the junk's
Yeah.
position between the normal and the abnormal
But
mixed in with all that.
he had a blueprint to follow. If he wanted to do what he was trying to do, just do what Adam's Family, the movie did, where you
Or
made it funny.
I guess have it already established. It's like the family
Have them
already exists.
established. We all know the
There you go.
story.
Yeah.
We don't give
I
a
don't.
shit
Yeah.
if how they met, but
Yeah.
we want to see them develop into, again, I'll go back to a very Brady sequel and the Brady Bunch movie. I adore
Hilarious.
those movies so
Movies are,
much,
and they're funny. They have good writing.
and they
Yeah.
know what they're
They're
doing.
cheesy
They know
enough.
what
They're
they're
stupid
doing.
enough. They're silly
The Brady
enough.
Bunch
That's how
are
you do it.
crazy, wacky characters, and
Yeah.
everybody around them thinks they're just fucking crazy. What the
Exactly how you
fuck
do
is
it.
wrong
Adam's
with the
Family was
Why
the
are these
same
people
thing?
always
And it was that.
happy?
That's how
Yeah.
it
Do
was.
that. Why
You
is that
know?
so hard? Yes,
I
I
don't.
don't.
I'll never understand it. And when we pick movies and stuff for
I don't know why we
commentaries,
picked that one. I think because it was new. And we were
well, it
like,
was a
oh,
new
it came out
movie.
on new, a new
It
movie.
came out
I
on
think it came.
Netflix.
Yeah, I
It
think it
was
was
a
a
great to
Halloween.
Netflix.
And I think we were close
Yeah.
to Halloween, and we were like,
Yeah.
Listen,
we did
this looks
it. We
terrible.
did it in October
Let's watch it.
2022. Yeah.
Well, because we thought it was gonna, we were gonna laugh at it because it was so terrible looking, but it was so terrible in the wrong way where it became a fucking boar fest for us all, and it's unfortunate. I mean, we've watched like the Gingerbread Man, for example.
Ginger Dead Man.
Yes, sir.
There's no way that's gonna be good. It's a fun watch, right? At the end of the day.
I mean, DJ and I watched Velocipasture and we liked that movie. And, we're putting this
Jack
lower
Frost.
Than Birdemic.
Birdemic gave me something to laugh at.
Birdemic had something
silly enough in
I could enjoy that.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Icebreaker.
As bad as Five Nights at Freddy's is, I don't like that movie. It gave me something.
Again, that was a terrible movie.
Something. Yeah.
But at least we had something to watch that we can goof around and talk about.
Yes.
There's nothing in the
Munsters. We watched a couple episodes of Gotham Knights.
Munsters was...
That was my honorable mention. Gotham
Munster was terrible. Really?
Gotham Knights is my honorable mention because I was like, we were supposed to do the entire series.
Yeah,
and after one episode, we were like...
We did two.
Two.
We did two.
I'm like, there's nothing here. There is zero things here.
We've watched the Princess Cut. We've watched three Neil Breen movies.
We've watched every Andy Sedaris movie, damn near.
Pretty much every single. I think we're missing a couple, but we're
Ski School.
Ski School's a great movie.
Getting Lucky.
We watched all the Thunder and Paradise movies.
Get Him. Like Flynn 1 and 2, me and Matt, we've killed them.
And we'll definitely have to do an episode where we talk about our favorites.
I got my favorite already.
And we could do a couple episodes on that because there are some amazing movies that we've watched. And thankfully,
we just might turn into a countdown going into our 100th commentary.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think there's definitely
been so fucking lucky watching this right now.
There's definitely been better films that we've watched that outpace the terrible films.
And I'll get
I would say my
up
runner up for me would be probably Child's Play 3.
Yeah, that's up there.
Which
that's,
one was that? Is that the school? With
yeah,
the
that's
the
military
yeah,
school.
Military
yeah,
school.
We did that all the way
I'm
back.
Not against that. I think I like that movie.
That was in 2020.
I know it's bad. I don't hate it.
And that's a movie that I used to watch prior to this. So these movies, I would say I probably have seen maybe like 10%, maybe 5% of them prior to us
watching them. Yeah.
Child's Play, of course, I watched them all. I fucking hate Child's Play 3.
The kid
so
jumping
much.
On a grenade is hilarious.
Oddly enough,
that's the dumbest part of it.
I guess any movie that has Child's Play, Beware Children at Play, Child's Play.
Anything with
anything
children,
with children
in the name
in it,
is bad.
Get the fuck out
I guess we'll avoid from here on out.
No more children.
Yeah. And Rob Zombie,
Child's
no
Play,
more Rob
Child's
Zombie.
Play 3
so no Children of Men commentaries, no Children of the Corn commentaries.
maybe we should do one of the Children of the Corn, like the really bad one. With
they're all really bad, Matthew.
We'll do
they're
the
all...
one with Eva Mendes.
Whoa,
I think that was part four.
Eva Mendes
four
is in a movie? She quit acting. I got to see her again.
Or we could do the remake of Children of the Corn that they put out recently.
Isn't John Ritter in one of those?
That's
Problem Child.
You want to watch the
Problem
Child
movies?
That's Problem Child.
We can watch Problem Child 3.
Let's continue to try to watch bad good movies.
Okay, not just
or good
bad
movies.
Yes.
I don't
bad,
mind the
good,
first.
Good,
I don't
bad.
Mind the first two Problem Child movies. I think they're okay.
I haven't seen this since the theater.
I think they're kind of entertaining.
Saw in the theater. Wow.
I saw them in the theater.
The first
you're
one.
You're a lucky man.
The first one had Kramer in it. So
he was in that movie. Yeah.